Okay, so we conclude Mishnah, Parak Beis today with Mishnah Zayin, and then we begin Parak Gimel with Mishnah Aleph. Yesterday was like a tour de force through the world of Yoredeya, Bishalakum, and Pasakum, and you know, everything that's associated with that. So we'll finish up Parak Beis, which gets back to issues of, you know, Yayin Nesach, and some issues of also related to, you know, Hashkach and Yoredeya. We'll start with Parak Gimel of Kolat Slavim. So the Mishnah says, Elim Mutarim Be'achila, Chalav Shechal Bogoy V'Yisrael Ro'eyu. The Rambam points out, you don't actually see him at all times, but as long as there's Mirsas, if the guy knows that a Jew can come in at any time, that he can't switch the cow's milk for the pig's milk, or as we spoke about, the Mirsas, which is built into the USDA, so that would be acceptable. May Ikra Hadin, V'advash, V'davir Nunius, Aval Pishehin Minatvin, Ein Mamishum Hechshar Mashke. We're not worried about the Yayin getting mixed into that. It's interesting, even though Dvash is one generally one of the mashkin, which is Machshul Kabel Tumma. In this case, as the Rambam points out, related to it as an Ochel, Kuvashim Shein Darkin, let's say it's a Sochon Yon Vechometz, because there's no wine mixed in, Vitarish Shein Etrufa, as long as it's not cut up. We talked about that yesterday. The concern for the Shomen, which is the Docha Kasakin, when the knife pushes in, Vitzir, the Brian Shesh Badaga, V'Ala Shel Chiltis, V'Zesim Gluskalus, Hamagul Galgalin. All of these are perfectly acceptable. We're not worried that wine has been mixed in. Rabbi Yossi Omer Hashluchin Asurin. So Rabbi Yossi, again, we know Paskin like this, but his view is that if the zesim are softened, that's going to be a problem. Hachagavim Abayim in Aslula Asurin. Again, this is his view. If it comes from the sal, which is in front of the chenvani, we assume that he poured wine in to be misrakech them, to soften them up. Mina heftek, but it's from the general place, as the Bartanura says, Makam Shakonsan, Shaosun Osam Sham, Zalzeh, that's going to be mutter. Nobody actually puts yayin in at that stage. So that's too early a stage in the process. And then a fascinating line here concluding the parak, Vachain the Truma, if a Kohen is chasha to sell Truma, which is a chimisa b'dei shamayim for a czar, obviously, you know, if this person is not trustworthy. So a Kohen is chasha to sell Truma, l'shem chulin. So if it's in front of him, we have to be very, very concerned about it. But if it's not in front of him, there's a sense of mirsas. He doesn't want to mess with the general stocks. Perak Gimel, Kol Atzlam, Masurim, Neshem, Nevadim, Hamachas, Bashanah, Divir, Meir. This is another expression of the view of Reb Meir, who is Choshesh Lemiuta. So even though not all of the Tzlamim are worshipped even once a year, the Rambam writes about it based on the location of the sun. Nonetheless, we're going to categorically restrict them because of Choshen Lemiuta. We don't pass them like Reb Meir. V'chachamim Omer, Meir, Asrola, Kol Sheyesh, Bedo, Makel, Otzipor, Ochador. There is a hierarchy amongst the tzlamim. If it has a stick in its hand or a bird, these are signs of chashivas that they're actually nevad. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer, kol shbiyesh biyado, kol davar, that anything that has anything in its hand is a sign of these kinds of significance. So we pass them like the chachamim, in this machlokas, that there are certain kinds of things. The Gemara expands it to things like a cherev, it's the god of war or what have you. We have to know a little bit about the Ovdei Avodah Zarah. Now, there's another very important distinction, which is that in the kfarim, in rural areas where people were obviously, as they are today, less wealthy, so you have to be choshesh for all the tzlamim. They didn't make tzlamim lenoi. They didn't, make idols that weren't worshipped altogether. They didn't have the resources for that. So, the socioeconomics plays into this as well. That's not a question of being choshesh lemiuta. This is a question of having a socioeconomic understanding that if you're in a rural area, then people are not, flush with discretionary income. And if they're not flush with discretionary income, there's not going to be a way for them to be producing idols that are just, to make their, various, bate, torfa, more aesthetically attractive. And obviously the question of icons became a very contentious one, at the Reformation, the Catholicism, and the, Protestant denominations, which obviously is not for the time of the Mishnah, but obviously does factor in general. There's an understanding that has to be developed in terms of Lenoi versus the actual L'shem Avodah Zarah, and, what takes on, that full status of Kol Hatzlam in Asurim. So just to again review what we saw today, concluding Perek Beis, when do we have to be Choshesh for mixtures of Yayin? When are we not Choshesh for Yayin Nesach? And the idea of Mirsas, which is such an important factor in Hashgacha in general. So Mirsas applies to
a situation where the goy is choleiv, as we noted, that mirsas can be generated by a mashgiach, or it could be generated by the idea of suffering real consequences. It's not only questions of Gentiles where we have questions of ne'emanus, but obviously that applies to Jews as well. Kohen in the context of truma, we could also be concerned under certain situations. And then again, we reviewed Rabbi Meir's doctrine of choshesh and lemiuta, where you have to be concerned for miyut, not any miyut, doesn't mean a 1% miyut, but at least a miyut hamatzoi, which is over 10%. That's going to be the kind of miyut that Rabbi Meir, is going to be choshesh for, and that's how you get to the shita of kol hatzlamin asurin.